Conference only.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the June 4th City of Simpsonville Planning Commission. Mr. Derby, please call the roll.
Commissioner Giordano.
Present.
Commissioner Yule.
Present.
Commissioner Johnson.
Present.
Commissioner Brazier.
Present.
Commissioner Woodall.
Present.
Commissioner Shannon.
Present.
And Chairperson Gillespie.
Present. You will please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. We've got a pretty light agenda, it appears. Before we begin with the agenda items, we need to approve the minutes of the May 7th meeting. Everyone's had a chance to review those. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the meeting from May 7th.
Mr. Brazier made the motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, here it is.
Mr. Woodall has second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is unanimous. Okay, now to new business for the evening. Mr. Derby, would you like to introduce the first item? Please, sir.
Yes, sir. Commissioners, on the screen, green. Going right to left, yellow is West Georgia Road. North and south is Neely Ferry. This is 211 Cherokee Drive in the green. You can see everything is kind of a light gray. That indicates that's in the city of Simpsonville. Everything not more of a clear resolution is the county. This is right off Neely Ferry, close to Plain Elementary. It's 211. A little under half an acre. It's currently zoned R12, which is single family residential in the county. The applicant is looking to have this annexed into the city as RE. You can see everything around there in the light green is the city of Simpsonville, it's residential estate. The yellow is R12. Those are all four currently county lots. So the applicant did send out a letter to all budding property owners advising them about the meeting. This was posted at the site. We did not receive any calls for about this particular item.
Okay. No call in. Thank you, sir. Is there someone here representing out that would like to say something about this?
Yeah.
Who else? Sir, please step up, state your name and address.
My name is Griffin Amick, and I own 211 Cherokee Drive. Basically, just wanted to annex in to utilize city services, trash pickup, sewer service, stuff like that.
Very good. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Amick? Okay, at this time, we'll also open the floor for public comments. If there's anyone from the public who would like to step forward and comment on this application, now would be the time to do so. Okay. Don't seem to have any takers here at this point, so now we'd like to hear from Mr. Burton, staff's recommendation.
Sure. Just a little backstory. This subdivision is West Georgia Heights. It's back in early 1960s and 70s when this was built. During those times, it was all kind of reviewed by Greenville County Planning. So why these properties did not annex is more of a decision of the property owner not wanting to be in the city. This applicant here is wanting to build their property there, and they want to tie into our city sewer purposes. So we are definitely supportive of any kind we can close up or slowly close up a donut hole. We definitely encourage that. So we don't see any issues with this. We would recommend that this be an approval of the ordinance.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for the staff at this time?
Yes. It appears so, but I mean, is there any challenges with sewer, Greenville water, power, et cetera, to this site?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I think he's at the point right now that they're in construction that he needs to know which way he needs to go, either septic or sewer. So He's ready to go. Every utility's there. He just needs the ability to tie into our service.
And so with the annexation, he'll be able to tie into the service?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anyone else? This seems pretty cut and dry, straightforward. At this time, I entertain a motion.
I recommend a motion. The Planning Commission recommend approval of the requested zoning for ordinance KXZ 2024-02.
Have a motion for Mr. Duell.
Mr. Chairman, I second.
Mr. Brazier has a second. This time, I'd open the floor for any additional comments or discussion from the commissioners on the side. Okay. That being the case, we will put it to a vote. All in favor of recommending approval on this, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? That is again unanimous. Thank you, sir. That concludes the annexation item. The next item of business, Mr. Derby.
Yes, sir. Commissioners, you have provided on your podium a printout of our comprehensive plan. This is the basic plan to prepare to guide the city how we see fit. This is updated every 10 years. Per state law is required that we evaluate this plan every 5 years. We're a little bit ahead because this was adopted in 2021, but I think it started a little sooner than later. What I'm basically, it's more of a discussion. I'm not passing anything tonight. I'm not going through the comp plan, but more of a strategy that we feel that would be beneficial to tackle this is to break this up into multiple sections. There's 9-10 chapters in here that deals with the way we want the city to run, how to be governed, how it was supposed to operate and look. At the end of each one of those chapters, there's an objective and a status, and that's where, as part of these meetings, as we go forward, we're going to evaluate these 2 or 3 sections per meeting to see where the city stands on each one of those objectives. Some of those are ongoing, some of those might have been already achieved. The goal of that is to see if anything needs to be changed as part of the evaluation. So it's kind of staff's recommendation that we do this to make it easier instead of doing this all at one time. So, like I said, there's population element, natural resource, cultural resource, housing element, economic growth, public facility, transportation, land use. Those are some of the topics that we're going to be hitting. Any general order is kind of how I feel be more beneficial to be here. So next 2 months, I'm going to work on that and provide that in a staff report, tackling 2 or 3 of those, and then you'll have those books now. I didn't provide that to y'all when y'all became members. Give y'all a link, kind of save the city money to print out all this stuff. Ms. Carter was nice enough to show me how to operate the machine that folds these things up, because I was getting a little frustrated. But this year, you have the ability to mark it up, highlight it, the sections in there where we have those topics come up and see where your thoughts are. Like I said, this is the guiding document that we use whenever we have annexations or rezonings. These are all approved. Back in 2021, this is where residential goes. This is where apartments go. This is where commercial goes. And that's what y'all do in every meeting, to make sure it meets what's in that book. And again, part of that evaluation is to make sure we're on board with the right path. So I'll leave it up to y'all to discuss if this is something y'all want to do. If y'all see another way of doing this, feel free to provide. It's kind of an open discussion. So again, we're not voting on anything like that, so it's more just a formal back and forth. So I'll leave it up to y'all.
I have a question for you. Is this something where you're saying we probably have 2 or 3 of these items on each agenda?
That's correct.
Probably at the end of each meeting?
That's correct. We'll have a little addendum at the end of that. It'll be an evaluation of each chapter. We'll slide that into the end of each one of those chapters. Hypothetical, if there is no changes after the end, we'll have to have a vote as a resolution to go to council, and they will adopt the comp plan to include the evaluation. So if any changes need to go into that, that's when they'll adopt it then. So they'll have the opportunity as well to look at what y'all have proposed or recommended. So
we've been busier this year. I know that a couple of meetings last year, there were no applications to consider, so there were a couple of meetings where we did not thoughts of the event that one of those were to occur, will we still meet to address these, or we just hold that off to the next?
Absolutely, because I'm also working on updates to the land development regulations that has 1970 regulations in there. That's something else I'm working on, as well as training.
Okay.
So I'm kind of hoping we don't have an item a true application, so we can really hammer these out instead. Because I would hate to have three annexations, two rezonings, a building fenestration, then kind of go over that afterwards. Unfortunately, we can't control when someone wants to apply, you know. But as we're going right now, I kind of see that it might start slowing down a little bit as far as applications for that, so.
Okay, that gives us an opportunity to hammer through some.
Yep.
I like the way you're thinking about that.
Yeah, we're still looking at.
Or if there are any areas that you feel like you want us to concentrate on for training, as you're going through looking at this or just thinking about things in the zoning, we can certainly focus on those areas as well.
I think this is probably a good idea to do it in sections, because I've worked on it sometime, we had to meet a couple of times a week.
Right.
You know, have like 25 days to get together or something, just to give us more time to actually work on a section.
Try to keep it from getting overwhelmed.
And then moving over to the next. Some of them, you know, it's just almost ditto.
Right.
Some of them aren't. But things change over a 10-year period. Or 5-year period in this case.
That's all staff has for that.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, please. So like, I went through a little bit of this today because I had been. And some of the stuff in there, the course is great, but since post-COVID, you know, the way we operate, the way the industry operates, et cetera, has adjusted a little bit. And I'm really asking, you know, I've got a lot of other questions, but I'm really asking, what's our left and right limit? Is it opinion-based, or have we accomplished it, yes or no? Or is it, hey, we are subject matter experts on the Planning Commission, and we are making recommendations to the council? Just kind of where's our left and right limit with reviewing this?
Basically, it's going to go off what we've approved. Again, if we have a housing need, we're going to more apartments or lower income apartments. If I'm not going to approve or provide the past projects we've had, we can check those off. So that's fact based. We've approved those. We've hit that threshold. A lot of that comes back to what the industry standard would be. You know, what's the number you want to get to of apartments, of housings? Really is played by ear as well.
If you think about in the comp plan, there's a lot of discussion about connectability and sidewalks and those things. You know, have we met those? Are the regulations applying those? You know, is that still relevant? And so, you know, trying to see this from a relevancy importance level, have we achieved those? But also, do we need to amend those, change those? And as John said, like affordable housing, have we met, say, a percentage, you know, of where we want to see?
But who establishes that?
Where would be those numbers? Where would be the information from to make that
decision? So some of the information's going to come from us, but also what the comp plan was approved by the city council. You know, so relevance wise, you know, have we met these benchmarks or not? Do we need to take it a step further or expand it, rewrite it, validate it, or identify it? You know, John's been looking at census data and population so that we can see if we are on track from what was said 5 to 10 years ago of where the population was going to be at.
So just an example, economic growth, chapter 3, it says downtown revitalization. And I know we had several things in the queue, and nothing's moved forward, just from an observation perspective. I don't mean it from a political perspective. I just mean we're talking about handicap accessible, the railroad tracks, sidewalks, the way we voted on the parking out here, right here on the strip, I think everybody's calling that now, et cetera. So just to that discrete example, do we say, when we get to that point, do we say not accomplished? Or what's our objective?
We can, because a lot of those are intertwined. Accessibility, transportation. Revitalization could be not just what we do as a sidewalk and streetscape, but what proposed owners do, facade grants, improvements, things like that. So there's a lot of those that will, might steer you to a different section so we can, you know, check those off. That's what that pen and paper highlighter is for, to make those comments and say, and have the discussions here at those meetings.
Absolutely, I'm not.
My biggest thing also, we have a bus line that's coming from Greenville. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that we need to take into consideration is bus line, as far as turn lanes, and we've had that discussion before, having turn lanes being in the planning part of it. So I want to make sure that we have exposure to that, to know what the guidelines are and what we need to do to make that accessible for this plan. I think it's small.
County roads,
yes,
city roads. Mm-hmm. So one thing what I'd like to ask, though, I think that will really help us move forward is under the population. I had mentioned the upcoming 2020 census, because this was done before that, it appears. Mm-hmm. So if we can get that population data pre-populated, so when we do jump into this, it kind of, you're right on it, John. You can't just say downtown revitalization without covering 20 more sections.
Right.
You're absolutely right. But that population piece would flow through the rest of it, I think. Sorry.
Personally, I think the population issue is not going to be resolved with the 2020 census data. We've seen right here applications for additional housing. Those numbers are going to be skewed significantly.
Yeah. So more data.
Go with these potential projections and what you've already acted on and what you see is coming down the road.
Absolutely.
Well, that's smart. Right now, the census has increased from 15-20%.
So, and I don't know if we have to require to use census data. There might be better data out there that would be used. I don't know, because that would definitely help us as we go down through, you know, cultural resources, public facilities, et cetera, to be able to tie that back to current projections.
Basically, we do off the census of the U.S. Census Bureau, but there are a plethora of applications out there. Unfortunately, we don't have the resources to obtain some of those. They're just very marketing strategy, you know, consumer generated kind of programs. But the amount of data you can get from those things is astounding.
What makes the most sense.
Right. Okay. Well, this is good.
Anybody else? Okay, nothing else, then we'll, at this time, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mr. Bridges made a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I'll take it. Mr. Gold, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.